Norwegian Cruise Line says it will sail another ship in Alaska waters. Company officials recently announced plans to return the Norwegian Sun to Northern service 2 seasons from now. It last sailed here in 2009. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Norwegian Sun will sail from Vancouver to Whittier and back beginning in May of 2013. Northbound cruises will stop at Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, Glacier Bay, and the Hubbard Glacier near Yakutat. Southbound itineraries will be similar, adding Hoonah's Icy Strait Point and Tracy Arm between Juneau and Petersburg, and skipping Glacier Bay. Crane Gladding of Norwegian Cruise Line says each week-long trip will carry about 2,000 passengers. That adds up to about 40,000 for the season.
We really feel like the time is right. And it really feels like with the cooperation of the government and the folks in Alaska that we've really seen a lot of improvement in the demand for the overall product.
He says better marketing and improvements in docks and shoreside facilities helped his company decide to return. So did a reduction in the voter-approved cruise ship passenger fee, which dropped from $50 to about $25 this past season. Governor Sean Parnell and the legislature credit that change for bringing more ships to the state. So does Ron Peck of the Alaska Travel Industry Association.
By reducing the liability on the head tax, I absolutely believe that had an impact on cruise executives' decisions, and that's great news for Alaska.
Industry critics disagree on the reason the Sun is leaving the Baltic Sea for Alaska. Chip Toma of Responsible Cruising in Alaska says international politics, not tax cuts, are bringing ships back to the state.
A lot of these ships from Alaska and from the Caribbean went on to Europe thinking that they were going to do well in the Mediterranean. And, of course, the Arab Spring came, and that was just a debacle. So all those ships are coming back to this part of the world. And that's what I attribute all the interest in Alaska again.
Norwegian already sails 2 larger ships on round trips through the Inside Passage. The Sun sailed a similar route in 2009, its last Alaska season. Its new itinerary is one way, dropping passengers off or picking them up in Whittier, the nearest cruise port to Anchorage. John Binkley of the Alaska Cruise Association says that boosts passengers' economic impact.
Those people then will be getting on or off the cruise ship in South Central Alaska. Many of them will travel then all the way up into the interior and other parts of Alaska and be spending more money and more time in Alaska.
Industry figures show cruise capacity peaked at just over 1 million passengers in 2007. It stayed about the same for 2 seasons, then dropped to about 880,000 for last and this year. Next season, Princess will add a 7th ship to its Alaska fleet, and Holland America is juggling vessels to carry more passengers. That will bring total cruise capacity up to about 950,000. The Norwegian Sun's 2013 edition raises passenger counts another 40,000, almost reaching the historic 1 million cruiser high of the last decade. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.